I was looking at this thinking, why the fuck is the background noise so loud? And the reason behind that was that I was using my headphones, microphone, and not this one. So, good thing I figured that one out. Not completely stupid yet. It's really given a bit of an update, I suppose. Felt like rambling a bit. Just gonna find some music real quick. Gorillaz. It's a new song out by Gorillaz called Andromeda. Really good. Really like it. Do 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 do. He's in your heart now, lover. Take it in your heart. Take it in your heart. I don't really know the lyrics to it, but what I wanted to say was for some of you that know me for a long time and have been on Skype with me, probably not too many who are listening right now, might have had the pleasure of meeting my friend. It's a guy I've been playing games with for a really long time. And a year or two or something ago, I visited him in his hometown. And even though we pretty much only had like half a day together, that's pretty awesome. He visited me this weekend. Got here pretty late on Friday. I had to do some stuff at home, so it was fine. Played games for hours and drank a few beers and that was fine. It's also one of the few people that I know about GW in my life, so not that it would bother me if people knew. I just don't make it a thing telling people. I think there's about two people that really know about it in my life. People that live in Denmark. I mean, sorry about that. But, so went to sleep at about 3. Woke up at 10, half past 10 or something, and started the day out with a bit of vodka and mixed with a lot of energy drink. We started gaming. And before we really knew it, about 8 hours had gone by, and we were still gaming, drinking. It was awesome. I was having a really good time. We were listening to music, all that kind of shiz. Did I just say shiz? I don't even know. Actually, kind of fun story. Before he came over, two Mormon guys, knocked on my door once, came over, I think we talked for like 3-4 hours or something. I even fed them pizza and stuff, and actually really nice. Like I enjoyed talking to them about their beliefs, even though, as most of you know, I don't really believe in that kind of stuff. It's interesting to see how people view the world differently than yourself. We used to have a very antagonistic approach to everything religion, but even though I don't find it to be necessarily a force for good, I feel like it's fine that people are religious and whatnot. So, but anyway, so they're actually going to come back someday. When? I don't know. But we were talking about their belief, how their heaven and hell kind of stuff works. And apparently there's like, for the really bad people, which only accounts for the people that know that God exists but actively denounces him, it's called the outer darkness or something. That's where they go. And then there's the terrestrial and celestial plane, where everyone else goes. And there was some categorizing of why people go there or whatever, but I was actually interested in knowing more about why or how their separation works. So they're going to come back with a book, apparently, that has more to say about that. I'm not going to convert to Mormonism or whatever, but it's interesting enough for me to talk about that I actually don't mind, or that I actually like talking to them. So that's that, I suppose. But yeah, back to start with. Oh, song stop. I'm going to put it on repeat. I like it that much. Really wanted to play something along with this. To get in your heart now, lover. To get in your heart. I can't sing. I wish I could sing. I so wish I could sing. I would love to be able to sing properly. Anyway, so back to my story with my friend. Played games for a long time. Ended up taking a few breaks here and there, you know. Yeah. He had to go for some smokes and wanted to make some dinner as well. Made these shitty freeze pizzas and put some extra cheese and some salami on there, so that made it a bit better. But yeah, I think we had a few other breaks, like playing some drinking games in between the drinking and gaming. Played some cards and some more cards and some categories, like who knew the most about whatever category, you know, or like obviously you try to pick something that both had a reasonable chance to winning, so but yeah. I don't know. It feels like boasting, but we drank for 15 hours. Someone's shooting at me from somewhere. I don't know where. Take it in your Oh, hit him, bitch. Come on, cunt. Oh, okay. Oh, he saw me. I was trying to push up on him. Tried to pull a fast one. My wallet is... Ooh. Two people shooting me. Ooh, hit you. And we drank about... ...48 beers in that time, which is... Well... Whoa, I'm bad. Oh, no recoil control. I got him now. Oh, he's laggy. Oh, whoa. Oh, whoa, whoa, okay. And I don't know. To people, it sounds like a whole lot, but if you really think about it, it's about a beer and a half every hour. And, yeah. Me being kind of a bigger guy, it didn't even really get me drunk. My friend did get drunk as a skunk, so that was fun. I could have drunk more, but really I was enjoying his company more than getting drunk, so. Take it in your heart now, lover. Why the fuck is there a crate in the middle? Oh, damn, dude. I'm so bad at hitting in this game. If you're gonna fucking long range me with an AK, you better be better at hitting, bro. Garbage. Da-da. Yeah, bro. I know you have a nice gun up there, but really, gotta try harder, dog. Anyway, we're sitting talking after a while, and it was kind of hilarious because. He was telling me, like, don't you dare to go to sleep. You have to wait, like, a little while. He wanted me to wait for, like, an hour or something before I go to sleep. And who ended up falling asleep? He did. It was fucking hilarious. We're sitting there talking, and he just fucking... starts dozing off. Made me laugh my ass off. So I was just kind of humoring him in the end because he was super drunk and I wasn't really. I was actually surprisingly, what's it called? Fresh, awake. I don't know what the appropriate word here is. Oh, it's a freaking turret. Okay, it's not even a dude. Huh, that confused me for a second. Yeah, in the end, I also wanted to go to sleep because it's getting not that late. It was only about 1 a.m. But considering that we so, okay, considering we started drinking at like 10 in the morning, you know, it's a rough start. But take it in your heart now, lover. What the fuck kind of shit bass is this? In your heart now, lover. But yeah. Oh, someone's shooting. Piano. Where you at, cunt? Is he down here somewhere? Oh, there he is. Hey, bro. Let's do this, broski, just you and me. Ooh, nearly got you there, bro. Ooh, gotcha. Hey, you better mid up, bro. Cause Big Daddy Bear gonna get your ways. This little boy running. He got in a new fight. It's gonna cost you, bro. If I have any recoil control, I do not. Bad. Oh, so bad at this game, man. Holy shit. But yeah, as I said, in the end, he was super tired. He kept falling asleep over and over again. And yeah, I just kind of wanted to go sleep, even though is perfectly capable of continuing. God damn it, recoil control in this game is so difficult. Ah, that guy's way better than I am. I even spawned the same place. Oh. And, you know, at the end, he just kind of dozed off and shut down his laptop, does play music, and turned off the lights and kind of just let him sit there. Didn't want to move him too much in case he woke up, you know. But yeah, it was a good day. He did. So, yeah. Obviously, he had to go home at some point because had to do stuff, and he had to do stuff. He stayed for a bit longer than I would have liked. But that's just me. I couldn't be like, yeah, could you go home? That's not me. So, kind of just tried to drop hints, you know, like there's a bus here. You want to take that or when do you? Oh shit, dog. Fucking springing on me like that, dog. Ah, shit. These blueberries are amazing. He fucking... He conned me good time. Yeah, he's coming. At least we're both garbage. I don't know. The first two hits you got were lucky, I guess, because that was freaking crap. But yeah, left it around three, I guess. So. It's not the worst, but it's later than I would have normally liked, I guess. The truth. The truth. Someone is rocketing here. I can hear them shooting rockets over here. Oh shit! Forgot you don't have a heavy metal face mask in this. No, but yeah, I had a good time. I don't know. I'm not the most. I'm pretty extrovert, generally, but I think I'm what you call an introvert extrovert. So even though I enjoy the time, I also need downtime, so like being together with people for an extended period of time for me is pretty exhausting, not gonna lie. Ah, why is he shooting me in the back when I'm helping him? Because this is a battlefield server, no one gives a shit. Don't know why I'm trying to fucking rationalize that shit. Oh, you laggy dick. He didn't die even though I hit him. Didn't even register hits. And it's kind of been like that for me since forever. Like, spend time with someone, I need some downtime. Like, it doesn't have to be a long downtime, like going on vacations with people, with family mostly. Because going on vacation with friends wasn't really a difficult thing to get along with for me, I guess. Getting shot at all the time. This might not have been the best idea for an audio. Where did that fucker go? Oh, he's there. Oh, took them both, huh? Eat my shit, dudes. True, yeah, that is right, you bitch. I just got both of you. Take it in my heart now. Live it. Oh, lonely. A hollow sign. Someone's shooting at me. Time to skedaddle, or at least get into cover. Where you at, brother? Oh, he just owned me. Damn, boy, nice shot. Yeah, it's always kind of been like that on vacations and stuff. Like, with people, I can deal with it. But definitely with family, I feel like it's more pressing that I have my own time. Just to kind of unwind. It's like going out after we've been out all day. I don't know. It's kind of a big no-no for me. Just because I know I need that time to unwind or I'll be kind of, I don't know, not feeling shitty, but I don't know. I suppose I could live without it, but it's just kind of what how I am. Fuck me. So bad at this game. Oh, shit, there he is. Did I hit him? Did I get him? Fuck yeah, boy. Sit down to the mighty bear. Don't worry, boy. Bear got you. No need to be sad or anything. All right, I can't even smack talk. But yeah. So, I need some downtime after being together with people for too long. Especially where it's like, oh, damn, he hit me in the head. Okay. Sorry about that. Yeah. But like, when I'm on. Like, there's nothing stopping me there. Like, friend always, I mean, my friend always kind of tries to make it out as him being this huge party goer and whatever when he's out. I don't know. I usually seem to outlast him. Maybe it's because I'm not drinking as much as he is, which is very possible. And I don't know. The whole drinking thing, even though I enjoy it, very obviously. I've had a couple of bad experiences with it that kind of has put things in perspective. And it's definitely kind of soured my view on drinking in general. It's definitely made me more aware of how much goes in. Don't want to use the word scared, but I suppose that's kind of how where it goes. But that's a topic for a whole different audio, for another time. Suppose we could just end the audio here. Fuck you guys, you're three running together, pussies. Anyways, that's it for now. I'll get into the other stuff some other day. Well, and that was like 30 minutes of me fucking rambling incoherently, so to whoever listens to this, I'm deeply sorry.